Hello there, and welcome to another Threesome Podcast. Your hosts are me, Lex, her, Stacy.
Yay!
Former work partners who have teamed up once again to bore the fuck out of you. Just yes. Kidding. This is one of my favorite parts of the week, believe it or not, Stacy. I enjoy this immensely.
Oh, thank you. I do too. And I just didn't want to be too needy.
You've never been too needy.
Aw.
Not to my memory, anyway. If anything, you were aloof and off in the distance.
Cold and distant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, at least you were to the people you disliked. And there were plenty of those.
Yeah, there
Me,
were.
I was nice to their face and stabbed them in their back. Together, our emotional ways of handling things were deadly.
Yes.
As we looked at each other and said, I think this fits you better than me. You handle it.
We're like emotional ninjas.
I mean, we were. It's like, get Stacy on this. This calls for cold and distant. I don't know, Lex. They seem to have that stab in the back look about them. Oh, well, then I'll take it.
I'll go in for the quick kill. This is a Lex thing.
Yeah. I'll fuck him up with a smile. Like I'm doing to you right now. So anyway, we digress.
Yes.
We are going to talk about celebrity photos today because here at Press Time, we've had the pleasure to see the photos of Justin Verlander and his girlfriend.
Kate Upton.
With jizz all over her back and a nice side-by-side shot in the shower. Which I got to tell you, Justin, I was a little disappointed in your physique.
A lot of people on the internet were.
I think I'm getting why Scherzer is now the star of the team. He's putting a little more work in than you are.
People were pointing out that his ass seemed to be a little curvier than Kate's.
He did not look good physically for an athlete. He's one of the softer looking athletes I've seen.
But he's no Prince Fielder.
No. But I don't know what it is about Detroit, but there's some doughy motherfuckers in that town.
It would be the Great White North.
Yeah, I was about to say, I guess there's nothing to do, you know, 9 months out of the year except eat and watch sports.
Yes.
Which sounds like a great fucking life for me. I'd be 400 pounds in that town. Be watching Red Wings and Pistons games and Lion. Well, no, I probably wouldn't watch the Lions. They suck so bad.
Hey, they're 3-1 right now in the preseason.
In the preseason.
I know. They always do so well and then just kind of, yeah.
I think they're going to do well this year. I don't know about their defense, but I certainly think their offense is very powerful. I mean, it is just loaded with skill position studs everywhere. So if your offensive line holds together like it can, then I think you're going to put a lot of points up on the board, and I think you're going to have a lot of happy fans that are going to enjoy a team that scores a lot.
And, you know, I think Detroit is very deserving of the potential for that kind of happiness.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see the Lions in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I mean, for all of us, it would be cool. You know, there's just some teams. You know, I'm ready for the Jaguars to go back to the playoffs. I'm ready for some other teams to get in the playoffs. Detroit is one of them for sure. That would be really cool. I don't really give a fuck about the Bears or Vikings. The Packers are the Packers. They're going to go to the playoffs. Detroit's probably either going to win the division or get a wild card, depending on how they do in those two Green Bay games.
Oh, I hope so.
And listen, Green Bay's defense is no great shakes. So offense to offense, I think Detroit can hang with them. So we'll see what happens. If you split games or Detroit happens to win both of those, you're probably looking at a division crown. If you don't let the Bears fuck you over.
I think they play the Bears twice this season.
Well, of course they do. They're in the same division.
Yes.
And the Vikings twice.
When is the Thanksgiving Day game?
Yeah. Of course. The famous Bears. The famous Detroit massacre.
Yes.
Their reenactment of Plymouth Rock is amazing every year.
Yes. It's so sad. And yet, you know, we time dinner just around the game so mm-hmm. all the men folk can go in there and watch.
Actually, though, to be fair to the Lions, they have over the years done well on Thanksgiving Day regardless of their record. Even in the Eric Hipple, Scott Mitchell years.
Wow. Look at you. That's like a blast from the past.
Oh, I know my football, bitch.
Well, I don't, but I remember yeah. Eric Hipple. It's like, whoa, I would never have thought of him again in my entire life.
And what about Scott Mitchell? You remember him?
No, I don't.
He was after Eric Hipple. He was like, there was like Greg Landry, Eric Hipple, and then there was a wide array of quarterbacks in there. The Scott Mitchells, the Kitnas, the...
I remember Kitna.
Yeah, just there was a bunch of those guys. But Scott Mitchell, just to give you an idea of his fall from grace, is on Biggest Loser this year.
Really?
Yeah. He's like 345 pounds.
Oh.
So he hasn't missed many meals since his retirement.
Well, good. Someone in Detroit who's not starving.
Yeah. And I think he went to the Dolphins for a while after Detroit. I think he got himself like a decent contract and went to the Dolphins. I'm not sure if that's backwards or not. I'm not sure if he went Dolphins then Detroit or Detroit then Dolphins. But either way, you know, he had a nice little career where he started some.
Good.
But he is now fucking huge. And he's on Biggest Loser. So, talk about a fall from grace.
Yeah.
If I was a former NFL quarterback, I don't care how big I got, I would never go on Biggest Loser.
Yeah, I wonder about a lot of the... Because, what, back a few years ago, there was that Olympic weightlifter guy.
Yeah. Well, the wrestler.
Yeah, maybe that was him.
The guy who won the gold medal.
And, yes.
And he got, like, huge. Yeah, I forget his name.
He was bald. He'd shaved his head.
Yeah. You know,
and they had the hidden video of him like sneaking Doritos and uh-huh. stuff in his room.
Yeah. You know, they got the goods on all those people. It was good stuff. They found some chick did it too. I think they were like in it together. It's like, you fat bitch. Put down the chips. If I was on national TV in a show that's sending me to like a swanky ass place like that to lose weight and to work out and all that, you would
and
never
get screamed at by Jillian Michaels.
You would never catch me sneaking food.
I agree. I guess that's if you're doing that and you're putting forth that effort and you made it through all the selection processes, why can't you just go that yeah. extra few months and be good?
Yeah, because look at the results people have gotten from that.
Right.
Although they don't really enforce something that I think is really important. And that is, I think, you know, in their haste to get results on TV, the way they change their eating, I think, is too aggressive. I don't think you can take somebody who is a habitual eater and just cut them off like that to a certain amount of calories a day because I think first chance they get, they're going to go back to some semblance of what they were.
Right. And, you know, obviously we don't know what the behind the scenes thing is. I would like to think that at least in the beginning, especially with some of those people who are very, very large, you know, they kind of have to reset the blood sugar, the chemistry of your blood and body to, like, otherwise, if you go from, you know, sugar and carbs to nothing, there's bad stuff that happens.
No, I mean, I'm a perfect example of somebody who at one time was 310 pounds. It took me literally 2 years to change my eating habits. You know, it took that long to comfortably change my eating habits.
Right.
And that means taking my psyche along for the ride. Not desiring food, you know, where I could consume, you know, 1,500 calories a day and feel okay about it.
Right.
You know, where I wasn't sitting there at night going, oh, my God. Because at one point I was.
Right.
And I was doing the same shit, sneaking ice cream at night, you know, waiting for the wife and kid to go to bed. And then I go in there on an Ambien and just clean out the fucking pantry.
You're just standing there with your head in the freezer, lids off the ice cream, just shoveling it.
When I was going through my divorce, my pissed off ex-wife was like showing video of me going through the pantry on Ambien in my underwear.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, you know what? I'd release that, too.
Put that right up there next to the Kate Upton stuff.
Yeah. It's good shit. But, once again, we digress.
Yes.
The pictures thing, first off, I don't understand being famous and taking picture of jizzing all over Kate Upton's back, unless you're going to show that to your athlete friends, which I don't think she knew about.
You know, I don't know. It has, from what I have read on the internet, you know, like, obviously it was Jennifer Lawrence's, I don't know if it was her phone or the cloud, but it was her account of some sort that got hacked along with all these other women. But they have determined that they're pretty sure it was Justin Verlander's account that got hacked as opposed to Kate Upton's.
Right. Well, that's obvious.
Yes. And, you know, I just feel bad. You know, what a huge, gross violation of privacy. Everyone involved.
Dude, there's jizz all over her back. I mean,
now, I was the one who sent you that picture yesterday. Yeah, was I lying?
No. No.
It's like,
Justin, have you not had sex in months?
I saw a great comment on Twitter. Someone had made a comment that he had basically dumped an entire daycare on her back.
Yeah, he did. It's like, don't you ever whack off or something? He had a bucket full of semen on her back.
It went from her shoulders down to her waist.
Yeah, which leads me to think, I was wondering if there were any other tigers there. It almost looks like too much for one guy. I'm wondering if there is, like, another dude there.
Reverse bukkake.
I mean, think about it.
I know. Oh, I have.
She may have had three 20-game winners come on her back.
Yes. There's a little Scherzer in there.
Yeah.
A little Annabelle.
Yeah. Scherzer, Verlander.
A little Miggy.
Yeah. I mean, she got Cy Young'd.
I think you just coined a sex phrase.
Yeah, I think so. She has to be pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be. If I were her, I'd be humiliated.
Yes. Again, I feel this is the first time I will admit. For instance, Paris Hilton, I just despise her and think she's a piece of shit human being. And so every bad thing that happens to her, I feel that she deserves it. I know that's kind of wrong, but all of these people seem to be fairly decent, and they were just doing their own thing. And, you know.
See, I love Paris.
Do you really?
I do, man. I think she's fun.
In what way?
Just she is what she is. She's just a fucking party girl. There's no pretense. I'm rich. I party. I do cocaine. I fuck guys. I'm Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna build any shuttles. I'll just fuck the guys that pilot them. That's my thing with her.
You know, there are rumors, and I'm prefacing this totally. This is like Hollywood rumors that back in the day, before either she or Kim Kardashian were famous, but you know they were friends at one point a long time ago, that they were both call girls, like very high paid call girls. And once Kim Kardashian had started getting the level of fame that she has now, there was someone on like Richard Branson's big, huge, giant yacht, you know, boat thing that wanted both of them. And they decided one last hurrah. They both went in and were both paid like stupid amounts of money. So some lucky billionaire got to get tag teamed by, you know, the two of them at the same time.
On the Virgin yacht.
Yes.
And only in Hollywood.
I know.
That is epic. I love that.
And, you know, I got to say, for all of my catty, like, female celebrity hatred that I have very little issue with Kim Kardashian. I realize that she and her family are very over exposed. You know, they're everywhere, and that's kind of annoying. But she has never really annoyed me.
Oh, really? Because they annoy the fuck out of me.
I don't know why. She seems to be quieter. You've never really heard her bust out any gay or racial slurs. She and her sister seem to get along really well. They like to play. If you watch them on Twitter, you know, they're tease each other. There's personality and kind of love there. A sibling dorkiness that I kind of appreciate, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, but I had a run-in with them in Tampa.
Really?
I did. With the mom.
Kris Jenner?
Yeah, and they were in there with her, but I was in the workout room of the Hard Rock, and I had like 8 minutes left on my half hour on the treadmill, and she comes in, and she looks at me. Now, at the time, I'm having trouble placing her, because that show was in like season one.
Right.
And I'm like, where have I seen her? You know, that type of deal.
Yeah.
And
she's not bad looking for an older woman.
Oh, no. She's stupendous. I mean, I'd so go there. She's smoking. But, yeah, even now, this is like 8 years later, 7 years later, I'd still totally hit that.
Knock the bottom out of that.
I would knock the fucking bottom out of that. Of Mom Kardashian.
Bruce's wife. Bruce has been there.
Yeah, Bruce. I don't know if he's been there in a while. I don't think I don't even think he gives a shit about her anymore. I think he's getting more female looking as it goes.
Yes.
But anyway, she comes up and I got like 8 minutes left, and she goes, "I'm gonna need this treadmill."
And really?
I said, "Yeah, I got like 8 minutes left." I said, "And it's all yours." She goes, "I mean now." And I went, "I'm sure."
Now, question: Was she being assertive, bitchy female, or was she like kind of rubbing her tits against
you?
No,
she was being very assertive, and you know, it's like They came in there. There were three treadmills and an elliptical, and it was her and her three daughters, and they wanted all the machines. Now, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm the only person in there, you know, because of my hours. You know, it's like, you know, I took a nap and went down to work out, and, you know, I was basically the only person in there. And she says, yeah, I need you to get off of there so we can all work out simultaneously because we have to be such and such.
See, and that takes balls.
And I said, and I'm like, look, lady, it's like any other fitness club. I get off when I get off.
See, I would have continued on with the, and guess what? My success in life does not hinge around the porn that my daughter made. So, fuck you.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was having trouble placing who she was.
Right.
You know, I'm like, you look familiar to me, but you may just look like somebody I know or something. I really wasn't.
And plus, you're on your treadmill at that time. So, you know, it's like, leave me alone. I'm in my groove. Yeah, I've got 8 minutes left.
I was like listening to music. I was, you know, I was feeling good. You know, that was back during a time I was doing a lot of running. So I was working out pretty hard. I'm just dripping with sweat, you know, and I had to slow down to talk to her. Yeah. You know, when I'm like on my last couple miles.
That would have pissed me off.
Yeah. And, you know, so the workout was already ruined. So at that point, I'm like, all right, now I'm just not giving you this because I don't want to. So I did my last 8 minutes and I got off of there. And she goes, finally. And I said, look, lady, I'm sorry. You know, it's like I have just as much right to finish my workout as anybody else. She says, she goes, we've rented the gym.
I said, well, twatzilla, no one gave me that memo.
And I said, rented the gym? She goes, yes. And I said, from what time to what time? She goes, from 3:30 to 4:30. Well, look at my watch. It's like 20 after 3.
Nice.
That's after I was done.
Right.
You know, so I said, look, I didn't even know you could rent the gym. Sorry, you know, nobody said anything to me. Well, I go out where all the people in the hotel are, you know, like the towel people and the people, you know, the spa people and all that. And I said, you know, you guys should tell us when you rent the gym out. And the girl goes, what are you talking about? I said, that lady in there said you rented the gym out to her and her family. And she goes, we most certainly don't rent the gym out to anybody. We're a hotel.
Nice. Very important people.
Yeah. So I basically went back in and called her a liar.
Good.
And walked out. And then a couple years later, it hit me who that was. And I'm just kicking myself that I didn't know.
Right.
Especially when...
Rent the gym out. Kind of like people rent your daughter out.
Especially when one of them was Kim.
Right.
I just didn't know who she was. She was hot, you know, but I didn't know who she was. This was, like I said, a while ago.
They're all pretty hot, except for, and I feel bad, whichever one is kind of mannish. Is it Courtney, Chloe? I don't know.
The one that's OJ's kid? That they speculate is OJ's kid?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. No. She doesn't look like any of the other ones.
Maybe it's the mannish one then.
Yeah, it may be.
Tall.
Yeah, she's like freakishly tall.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Oh, yeah. Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, she's supposedly, that's a rumor that, what's her name, the old one? What's her first name?
Is it? I don't know. Are you talking about the daughters, the Kardashian
no, the mom.
Daughters? Oh, Chris.
Chris. That's
Chris
right.
Jenner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, supposedly she banged one out with OJ before he went on his murdering spree.
Years ago, when I was your news person, and remember when David Coverdale came in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved him.
Oh,
he was just perfect. Oh, my God. He was just awesome.
Oh, he is and, awesome.
He has that proper British accent, and, you know, he came in, he's a very tiny little man, like most celebrities are. When you meet them, you're like, wow, you're just minuscule.
And most lead singers of bands.
Yes. But he had the hair, and he was in, yeah. you know, leather pants, and then he was just as charming and friendly and British as you could possibly imagine. And that was when I still smoked, and we had gone outside to smoke. And he was sitting there talking to me, being just wonderful. And right prior to that, there had been a story in the news about Tawny Kitaen.
Yeah.
Well,
he told us the
OJ,
whole lowdown at dinner the night before.
Where they were driving around in a limo in New York, like the streets of New York, just fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Her and OJ. And I asked him about that. And he said, you know, I really don't know. He was actually pretty nice, you know, just like, I really don't know. I don't pay attention yeah. to what she does or doesn't do. But then he threw out the little zinger was that, and I've always loved him for this. He goes, you know, they never found the hood ornament on that car in the video. Which people of our age will remember, yeah. of course, Tawny doing the splits in yeah. that video that uh-huh. everybody loved so much. And it was like, oh, look at you, zing. Get
yeah,
a little zinger in there.
Yeah, she went like psycho crazy on him.
That's too bad because, man, she was hot.
Mm-hmm.
She was just fucking gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
That
bachelor party was on over the weekend. And I'm like, yeah, I told Lisa, I said, I love this movie. I never not watch it when it comes on. And she goes, really? Why? I said, because of her. And in walks Tawny Kitaen in the right before the bachelor party. To scold
that
him.
Long mane of hair.
Yeah, to scold him not to do all the things they're about to do. And she had this just worried look on her face. I'm like, oh, God, you're hot.
She really was. I will totally give that to her, you know.
Yeah.
Damn.
But as usual, the more beautiful they are, the crazier they are.
Yep. You know why, though? It's because you men kiss their asses, pamper them, baby them, and let them think they're something awesome.
Do we?
It would seem that, you know, they get that attitude. Hot, hot, hot chicks get that attitude for a reason.
Yeah, I don't recall ever treating any chick I was with like royalty. That was nice.
Well, you probably also have never, well, and I don't know. I'm not going to speculate if you've ever had like one on the side that you, you know, bought the apartment for and were
no.
like total in sugar daddy mode.
No. No,
it's
people,
the girls who have sugar daddies.
People think I was, but I'm actually engaged to marry her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, it all worked out.
Yes.
It's a love story.
It is a love story. It's a four-year-old love story now.
That's great. I yeah. feel like I'm sinking now to like again where somehow I'm insulting and I'm not meaning to.
Oh, no,
I
no,
start
no.
babbling nervously.
No, but they, you know, I understand. And the thing I love about her is she's not psycho and crazy. You know, it's probably, you know, people think it's because she's younger and prettier and all that stuff, but that's not why I love her. I love her because she's, you know, pretty drama free.
And the vibrating pussy.
She doesn't have a vibrating pussy.
No.
I wouldn't care if she was psycho crazy if she had a vibrating pussy.
It undulates
yeah,
and
you
vibrates
could,
and
you
spins.
Could be, you could be absolutely nuts if you have one of those. And even even that I'd get tired of after a while. Is there anything you don't get tired of after a while? I think not.
Probably not.
I really go through the progressions of, do I really give a shit? You know, at this age of my life, is there anything you can throw at me that I just haven't seen before? And the answer is probably not.
Well, what a full and vivacious life you have lived.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm going to throw this TV at you. Go ahead. I'm going to drive this car into the house. Seen it. Done it.
Here, let me give you the keys.
Yeah. Yeah, do you mind doing the one I didn't just wash? Thanks. Oh, by the way, did you pay the insurance? You did? Yeah, go ahead. Run it on in here. I mean, that's the way you have to be anymore.
Right. Unflappable.
And it's just, yeah. She says that's what she loves about me, is that I'm unexcitable.
Except for your penis, of course.
Not even that.
I'm helping you out here.
It has its days. It doesn't even give a shit.
It has its sad days.
It's not a sad day.
Lex's sad penis day.
It's not sad at all. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't give a shit.
And then happy penis
day. If it doesn't work like I'm 20 on that day, so be it. That's why God gave us fingers and tongues, Stacey.
And if you're Adrian Brody,
and the rolling pin in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. I am never eating anything baked from your home.
Anything you see in the drawers in our kitchen, we didn't make anything with it. We go out and eat. Yeah, so no, you don't want anything from our kitchen drawers. I'm just kidding. We don't have a rolling pin.
Pull out the old whisk, you know, and notice that Lex and Lisa gives each other a long and knowing look, and it's like, ah, jeez, I'm putting this away.
Yeah, you don't want that. Use this.
We did wash it.
No,
but
don't use that either. Here, no. Why don't we just go out for dinner?
Squeegee, anyone?
Nah, I wish our sex life was that exciting, and it isn't. It was in the beginning, like all relationships. But
at this point now, I look at life as, you know, are we going to fuck like Justin Verlander tonight?
Yeah.
He's kind of, you know, the new level that you want to aim for.
Just when I think that we are never going to obtain that level that we did in the beginning of the relationship, we do something crazy and nutty that does, and then I'm like, okay, that's good. But
well, good.
But, you know, if you think my new relationship is garnering, like, extra amounts of sex, it really isn't. She is, the best part about her is her.
You know, and that's very sweet. And bless you, Lex.
And at this age, I guess that's a good thing. And, you know, at her age, you know, which is, you know, 16 years younger than me, you know, she is not sex crazed either. It's not like I got to perform like a trained seal six nights a week.
With the ball and fish.
She's pretty good with once or twice a week, as am
I. Well, good.
Yeah. And that's cool. But we don't have any crazy ass pictures sitting out there either. We're smart enough not to do that.
Well, if you ever do, just remember to disable automatic backup.
Yeah. I just, I just, even though I'm considered by some people as famous, I don't think that I am, you know, wanted enough to see in that type of situation for people to try to hack into my account and worry about it.
Or you could take a cue from your mom and just use Polaroid.
Yeah. Yep, she was old school, wasn't she?
God she bless was. Her. God bless her.
God bless Jean Staley.
I am very happy that I got to meet your mom a few times.
Yeah. Who was not afraid of a pair of fishnets and a camera, apparently, even into her 70s. The best part about that was fucking my sister up. I'm like, hey, did you see these? Threw them across the bed.
You know, I have to tell you, after you shared that story, which is probably one of the more famous of the Lex and Terry lore.
By far, yeah.
I actually have had a very serious conversation with my mother.
Uh-huh.
That if, and I said, I don't want to know, but if you have anything like that in your possession, please dispose of it now, because otherwise you are going to kill your son.
Yeah, the ex until this day was really upset that my mom, who she and her had a decent relationship, did not confide in her to find those and keep them away from us. You know, she's like, I can't believe she didn't tell me to get those so you and your sister didn't find them. I went,
you said, though, it sounds like your mom fully intended.
That's what
she had a plan.
I think she was sitting up there looking down going, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. There you are, you little bastard. For all the shit you put me through. Have a good look at your mother's business.
Because especially now, again, because those pictures weren't taken, you know, when she was like 20.
No.
And having lived a full life that she did, she would have possibly forgotten about them. There is no way that those pictures could have been forgotten about.
No, she, in the last 6 months of her life, unfortunately, had a few operations and ended up having to have a colostomy bag. So those things were at least 6 months old.
Right.
You know, and I think that's around when they were, because once she had the operations, that guy that she was having the relationship with did not contact her anymore.
I remember you telling me that, and that made me cry.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah. My sister was really upset about that. And, you know, and I just said, look, you don't know the circumstances here. You know, you just don't.
Yeah. But still.
Yeah. But I wanted to punch him in the face.
I really did. Awful douchebag.
Yeah.
And I would have supported you in that endeavor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guy was 70-something years old himself, so I don't know how good that would have looked. But, you know, he was a pussy. He had like, a wife, you know, of 40-something years. You know, and my dad was a carouser, so, you know, my mom had her own deal going on. Instead of breaking up the family, she decided I'll have something too. Yeah, which, good for her. My sister and I are both like, good for you.
Right.
You know, because my dad was like total rat pack. You know, he was, you know,
Don Draper.
When I see like those Rat Pack movies, you know, Frank Sinatra and Joey Bishop and Peter Lawford and all them, it looks yeah, just like my dad and his friends. Yeah. You know. My dad even looked like Frank a little bit. Yeah, you know, so it was kind of funny that in the end she had her own source of entertainment.
Good.
But I think
good for her.
But I think he broke her heart.
I know.
Yeah.
Asshole.
And for that, I hate his guts.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's still alive. I have no idea where he is. My sister doesn't either. But it was sad. It really was.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a good thing to have those pictures out there. Nothing.
Do you guys still have them, or did they get disposed of?
Oh, no, I shredded the shit out of those. I couldn't shred those fast enough. I actually drove them personally out to my house like they were some sort of
a lottery ticket or something.
No, like they were some sort of precious cargo and didn't stop for gas or anything on the way home.
I've got a mission.
I remember pulling into the driveway on fumes and going rawr, rawr, rawr. Yeah, because there was quite a few of them to get rid of.
Oh, geez.
There's 20 or 30 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and very whorish pictures.
But did she seem to be enjoying the fact that she was dressed that way?
Yeah, I mean, if they're taking pictures and shit, yeah.
Well, you know, because sometimes you'll happen upon a picture and you look at the model's face and you just know that she would rather be doing something else.
Oh, no. This was like her dude, you know?
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, no, these two, I mean, their relationship supposedly lasted like 35 years.
And see, that's what makes me mad. You know, even if it was just fucking, which obviously it was, but still, you would think develop at least some sort of amicable
friendship with
the person that you're fucking for that long, and then him not to, because he didn't come to her funeral or anything.
No, she loved this guy. It was much more than just fucking to her,
right?
And I suspect it was to him too. You don't stay in a relationship that long without some feelings for somebody.
I know, but for him to just, you know, once she got to that level of ill health, to just walk away from it. What an asshole.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it was very upsetting.
Yes.
And, you know, I hope at this juncture, you know, my sister's over it, but she was pissed.
About the pictures or him?
About
or
all of it.
Right.
About all of it, you know. And it was just a bad experience. And then there was some lady next door that, like, was coming over when we were going through her stuff. And she's, like, saying, you know, your mom said I could have this and have this. And she's just, like, pulling stuff out of the house, you know. And I finally...
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. And I finally said, you need to go home and don't come back until I tell you you can come back.
Wow. What a vulture.
Yeah. And, you know, she wrote this letter to my sister and I talking about, you know, how close her and my mother were and how, you know, how dare we interfere in their friendship and all this stuff, you know, when, you know, she said she could have this and have that. And I said, you know, my sister was literally going to get on a plane and come let her have it,
right?
You know, give her the business. And I was just like, don't waste your time or your money.
You know? What it probably was she would come over to your mother's house and say, oh, I love this. You know, are you giving this to your, you know, she's that person, because she was doing it to you.
Yeah.
She was doing it to your poor mom. And your mom probably was just going, sure, sure. Okay. You know, to shut her up, to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
If your mom intended it First of all, your mom would have mentioned the woman to you guys. You would have known that they were great friends because you don't not talk about your great friends. And then, you know, stuff would have been mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, it was BS. It really was. It was just a horrible, horrible experience all the way around.
My grandma would do things, you know, and it was very sweet. She had 11 grandchildren, and we were all pretty good. We didn't fight over stuff or anything. If there was something that grandma really, really wanted someone specifically to have, a name would get put on it. You know, like I have the one thing I got from her, and it was the only thing I wanted was a picture of her when she was 17. And, you know, she had written my dad's name on the back of it to make sure that it went to my dad and then to me, you know. So she just did stuff like that. But, you know, as a result, we didn't get to fight over anything for my grandma. And it was just lovely.
Yeah. I most of my grandmother and grandfather stuff got broken up like that. You knew what was meant for you and so on and so forth. They were just more diligent about that stuff.
Right.
You know, their wills were so impeccably laid out that there was no disputes or anything over stuff.
Well, that was also back in the days when, you know, a will actually meant something too.
Yeah. But it's not like it even got contested. You know, it's not like somebody right. went, "Oh, I was hoping I'd get that," or I was, you know, it's like everybody knew, you know, what they, you know, some people got more than others, but everybody kind of knew their worth.
Right.
Like, I knew I didn't do a lot of stuff for my grandparents because of, you know, geographical location and stuff like that. So I didn't expect to get what my aunt got.
Right.
Or what my cousins got because, you know, they were driving her here and driving her there and taking care of this and taking care of that. I really didn't expect anything.
Right.
You know, so anything I got was appreciated.
And honestly, at that point, too, what you get is it's really intended to be more of a keepsake, you know.
Yeah,
you know, that picture means a lot. I love that picture. I always loved that picture. And I am happy I have that picture.
Yeah.
And I have never once thought, boy, if only I had this. You know, I got what I wanted and grandma made sure I got it. And I love her for it. You know,
I got two watches pocket watches that I was mesmerized by when I was a child. And my grandfather was smart enough to give it to my dad, who, upon his death, gave it to me.
Right.
You know, and I remember my dad saying, you know, there's something for you, but I'm not supposed to give it to you till I pass away.
Aw.
So when he passed away, I got these two watches, and they're both from, like, the 1800s.
Very nice.
One of them is from, like, Civil War era. And it still has the wind-up keys and everything. I mean,
and at no point was it inside Christopher Walken's ass.
No. No. The watch was not for me in that respect.
No, that's really, yeah. Really sweet. You know, yeah. And it just seems also that was a time when grandparents, they paid attention. It was like, remember, Lex, you just love those watches. Yeah. I'll make sure he gets those someday.
Yeah, it's kind of what was like. And it was he left me a putter, which was like, it looks like it was from the game, when the game was invented. I mean, it's like a bamboo stick putter with a flat iron end on it.
Cool.
And yeah, it's cool as hell. And something happened to that. It like broke or something.
Aw.
And I think I still have the end of it, but I think the bamboo shaft broke or rotted out or something.
Right.
But, you know, cool stuff like that, you know?
Right.
And that's what's awesome about grandparents.
Yeah.
And parents and stuff like that. They know what to give certain people.
And you just hope that all your grandkids are at least decent enough that they're not going to bicker and quarrel and be little bitches when you're gone.
Right. It'll be easy for me because I just have one kid.
Right.
It'll be easy to disperse to her whatever it is I decide to. Which probably will have something to do with music because that's what the two of us share the most.
Right.
And I have a couple of things in a safety deposit box, which are, you know, something she will love to have when the time comes.
Rock on.
And, you know, especially these special edition CDs that I have from bands that she loves, from Metallica and Guns N' Roses. Yeah, nice. total collector's items. They were radio station only promo items. You know, that type of
like
deal.
Like Checkpoint Charlie, that Pearl Jam CD. Yeah. It was something. I have that. Yeah, I know what you mean. You just kind of get the special event stuff.
Yeah. I have a book that has the CDs in them of Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
Nice.
And the Metallica Black album. I have a metal case. It's like in this that industrial gridded type metal, like on forklifts. You know that
they have like the diamond plating kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have a black version of that with the Metallica Black CD in it.
Cool.
For her. I have no idea what those will be worth, if worth anything, but she will have a big smile on her face, I know.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, because she's a little rocker bitch.
Good girl.
Yeah. So anyway, Stace, that's today's threesome podcast.
Well, we've got 3 minutes left until we hit 55.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I set my buzzer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then we'll use up our 3 minutes. I thought we were done according to my clock.
Oh.
But that's
well,
okay.
Well, I hit the buzzer thingy when you started speaking.
Oh, okay. Well, I started it when we got hooked up here, so you're right. You're right, and I'm wrong.
And it feels good.
Yes. I'm sure it does. Because it doesn't happen
much. I am female.
Much.
Hear me roar.
Yeah. So that's basically old home week there. You know, the grandparents, parents stuff. And the, you know, thanks for bringing up the whorish pictures. You know.
You told that story. I was there for that live. You told that story.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is probably one of the greatest personal stories I've ever heard a human being tell.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
And it made it better because I had met your mom.
Yeah.
And she was like this sweet little quintessential white-haired grandma.
Yeah.
She wasn't like Joan Rivers, you know.
No. She was, although she could be. She had no filter at all. She got my dad in numerous fights, you know, throughout their marriage with that big mouth of hers.
Good.
She said a woman at a restaurant once had a bad case of the frizzies, and some guy came over and tapped my dad on the shoulder and said, you know, you need to shut that bitch up. She said,
nice.
My wife's got a bad case of the frizzies. And my dad was about to apologize, and my mom goes, well, she does. She goes, why don't you just be honest about it? And he goes, look, lady, he says, you just can't say that about people. And she goes, well, I did. And my dad's like looking at her like, shut up. And, you know,
I just wanted to eat.
And we as kids are looking at her like, shut up. Yeah, well, you know, so my last thing I remember is my dad rolling up his sleeves and walking out towards the parking lot. And apparently that got settled out or whatever the case is. But she was famous for getting him in altercations with that mouth of hers.
You know, that could have been part of her plan.
Could have been.
It's like, oh, so you fucking your secretary?
Yeah.
Let's go out to eat.
Yeah. You never know with women.
We are a devious and conniving bunch.
You are a bunch of twisted bitches. There's no doubt about it. So there's our timer.
Yes.
Once again, letting us know that that's the end of another Alex and Stacey Threesome podcast, which is brought to you cordially by DBC, Digital Brand Connections, and Drew Hillis, who makes all this possible. Of course, all of our shows are here daily on LT2, Terry's James Gang and Terry James Alive, myself with this and the Legend Cast. We have the Ian Gleason Show, the Sarah B. Show, and of course, D's ever famous Under the Shade Tree. Not to mention Potluck, which this week is featuring two of our favorite guys from North Dakota, and that would be Gunner and Chow, who are on the Potluck this week with their very first podcast. So it's a fun channel.
Congrats.
Yeah, it's a fun channel. Check it out. It's on your free Lex and Terry app. If you're listening to this on somebody else's phone or whatever, that's how you get it. And
you can go to threesomepodcast.com. Yeah. We have links to both the Android and the iTunes app there.
That's
and
right.
You can also, there's a link, if you're just sitting at your computer, you can listen live to the LT2 channel there too as well.
And within a week or two, we'll have news for you on how you can go get the past shows that we've done already. So
yeah, it's going to be a while. I'm guessing.
Not as long as you think. Why? Why do you say this?
I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, okay.
Just simply saying, you know, we will get to it.
Yeah, we will, sooner than later. So, as a matter of fact,
I can't wait.
I just had a phone call about that before we got on the air here. So we will let you know what's happening there through social media and on this very show and on the Lex and Terry Show. So you have yourselves a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.